Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court revised religious challenge against a New York vaccine law. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we haven't heard the Supreme Court take any, if many, of these COVID shot cases. And now this has to do with school vaccinations. And so the high court has ordered a federal appeals court to reconsider its decision to uphold a New York state law that denies a group of Amish parents religious exemptions to state-required school vaccinations. And now, granted, these students are in Amish schools on Amish properties with Amish teachers.
Yeah, this is an interesting development because since the COVID lockdown cases involving places of worship and churches, which we won two cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, December of 2020, 5-4, and February of 2021, 6-3, on behalf of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministries. The Supreme Court has not taken the other vaccine mandate cases because each one of them have had a mootness problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're against the state, and you can't have damages against the state because the mandates come from the state. You can't have a damage award against the state. So when the state then repeals their vaccine mandate, the question is whether it's moot. So because of that, the Supreme Court hasn't taken any of those cases because of mootness. We have a case pending at the U.S. Supreme Court, and it doesn't involve mootness. It does involve the vaccine mandate. I'll talk about that in a minute. But this particular one did not involve mootness. Why? Because this comes out of New York, and Governor Hochul, she didn't create this particular law, but she enforced the law. So back in 2019, New York, up until that time, had exemptions for medical and religious. But then there was an outbreak of some measles within an Orthodox Jewish community in New York, and so New York legislators, knee-jerk reaction, came in. They repealed the state law that provided an exemption for religious reasons regarding the COVID shot mandate, or the
measles,
the actual vaccine mandate.
Yeah, they think, well, let's get everybody jabbed, so that should solve the problem.
Yeah, so they just repealed it. So when before that, before 2019, if you were a child in school and they had HPV as a requirement, then you could say, I have a religious objection to it, and the state law would give you an exemption.
Right.
But after 2019, that was repealed. So what happened is, then you had the vaccine mandate imposed on the Amish, the COVID shot vaccine mandate imposed on the Amish kids who were attending an Amish school on Amish private property taught by Amish teachers.
It's ridiculous. And so now, as a result of this change in law, three Amish private schools have been financially sanctioned for allowing their children to attend without being vaccinated.
And so because they have the financial sanctions, that doesn't make it moot, even if they no longer have that. But they still have mm-hmm. the policy, so it continues on. They're not going to let these kids attend school unless they get the state-mandated vaccines, and they won't allow a religious opt-out. So this case, Miller versus McDonald, went through the lower court, lost, went through the Court of Appeals, lost, filed a petition asking the Supreme Court of the United States to review the case, take the case. And the Supreme Court did something very interesting. They did what's called a GVR. They granted the petition, vacated the judgment below, meaning they set it aside, and then they remanded it, returned the case down to the lower court, with the direction that the lower court reconsider the case in light of the Supreme Court's earlier decision in Mahmoud versus Taylor.
So that's a great, you know, great victory there.
Yeah, so Mahmoud versus Taylor, what this really signals is that Mahmoud versus Taylor, the implications are far beyond the facts of that case.
Right.
Because that case dealt with Maryland parents who objected to the Maryland public schools, forcing the kids to participate in curriculum that was filled with LGBTQ-themed indoctrination.
Right, but the common denominator in both those cases is parental rights.
Parental rights and religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents, according to the Supreme Court in Mahmoud, have parental rights combined with their religious freedom rights to opt their kids out of the mandatory LGBTQ curriculum in the public schools. Well, if they're now saying, well, you now have to reconsider this mandatory vaccine for parents to go to a private school, then they were saying that Mahmoud doesn't just apply to parents whose kids are in public school. It applies to parents' religious freedom in other contexts,
right,
which would include private school. So the other issue I think that we have to consider is we actually have a case in Maine involving Emily Bickford with her daughter, Ava. And she has parental rights and she has religious freedom rights. And what the court below did in that case is ban the mother, the fit parent, from taking her 12, now 13-year-old daughter to a church, Calvary Chapel, or any church outside of Calvary Chapel, any religious event, any religious philosophy, including the Bible in general. Totally interferes with the parents' rights to direct the education, particularly the religious education and rearing of her child. And so I think this actually applies. So we actually have filed in the main case in the state court that I just argued as supplemental authority, this particular development with this Miller versus McDonald case where they granted the petition, vacated the order, remanded it to reconsider in light of the Mahmoud case.
When the high court wrote the Mahmoud, Justice Alito relied heavily on another Amish case, Yoder versus Wisconsin, where the high court restricted the boundary between state schooling requirements and religious freedom. In 1972, Wisconsin tried to force the Amish community to send its children to high school, even though the Amish elect to finish formal education in eighth grade and proceed with hands-on vocational and religious life training. Again, another parental rights, religious freedom situation.
Yeah, the high court sided with the Amish, finding that forcing their children to attend high school would substantially burden their religious practice without a compelling reason to do so. In Mahmoud, Justice Alito repeatedly cited Yoder as a principle of robust protection of religious liberty, where parents have a constitutional right to direct the religious upbringing of their children. He added that laws infringing this right pose a very real threat of undermining religious beliefs and practices, and emphasize that parental rights are not confined to the home, but follow children into the public square.
Amen. The court also concluded in Yoder that a law which substantially interferes with the religious development of the Amish child carries an objective danger to religion that the First Amendment was designed to prevent.
Yeah, so the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to send Miller versus McDonald back for reconsideration under Mahmoud versus Taylor shows that the principles of parental rights in that case extend beyond public school LGBTQ indoctrination into other matters of faith involving free exercise of religion. Parental rights and the free exercise of religion do not vanish simply because the context changes. The First Amendment protects the space where families live out their convictions and make choices for their children without unnecessary government interference that violates their faith. So this case is very significant. I think, in fact, this case or this development can actually be used in other cases, in other matters where there's forced vaccination, for example. This case involves matters that are related to other situations too. So for example, New York is not the only one that has no religious exemption. West Virginia is like that as well. California repealed its religious accommodation provision in state law. So there's about five states now that don't have state required religious accommodation for the state required vaccines. So this case is big. It's much broader than the LGBTQ curriculum, and it's a major development. And I think it bodes well for our other case that we have pending at the United States Supreme Court regarding the forced vaccination requirement under the same governor, Hochul, against healthcare workers, where they were fired for their religious beliefs. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.